540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new gun violence touching the lives of young people. Police in North Carolina say a six-year-old and her parents were shot by a neighbor in Gaston County. This man lives on the same street.
They were playing basketball here, and a ball had rolled down that way and had rolled into their yard, and they went to go get it.
William White is hospitalized with a wound to the back. His little girl grazed on the cheek. She needed stitches.
I want him to go to jail forever.
She says she wants the shooter to go to jail forever. He ran away. Police are offering a $1,000 reward for information. Correspondent Mark Strassman has details on another shooting.
In Texas, 18-year-old Peyton Washington remains in the ICU after being shot early Tuesday. Her teammates say she was with a group of cheerleaders when one of them mistakenly tried to get into the wrong car in a grocery store parking lot. Authorities say the person in that car opened fire.
Washington State is now the 10th state to pass a bill banning semi-automatic rifles like AR-15s. Reporter Matt Markovich with our affiliate Cairo.
Opponents wanted an exemption for retired military moving to Washington to keep assault-styled weapons they've acquired. A majority of the House members said no and passed the ban in a democratically controlled House 56-42. Democrat Strom Peterson.
It's going to slow the proliferation of these mass gun violence incidents.
Republican floor leader Jim Walsh says it's headed to court.
Those lawsuits will be filed as quickly as the ink dries.
At least two deadly tornadoes have ripped apart communities in central Oklahoma. Correspondent Janet Shamlian reports.
Looked like a bomb went off.
It was a devastation.
Dennis and Michelle Newberg, in their words, say their home was wiped off the face of the map, escaping just 5 minutes before a tornado destroyed their house in Cole, Oklahoma. The tornado that plowed through the community with a population of about 600 decimated houses and property and claimed at least two lives.
The Supreme Court has given itself more time to rule on the abortion pill, mifepristone, and whether a federal judge had the power to restrict access nationwide. Loyola Law's Jessica Levinson.
What it strongly suggests is that this is a divided opinion or a divided decision, and that they're giving each other time to write a majority and a dissent.
That decision is now expected tomorrow. SpaceX tries again next hour to launch its giant Starship spaceship designed to bring humans back to the moon and one day to Mars. Technical issues scrubbed and on Monday. S&P futures are down 31. Dow futures off 179. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Officers in Portage County responded to a strange call last night for help. The caller said they hit something in the road. When they got out to look, they found a bobcat stuck in the grill of the car. Officers called in a conservation warden who was able to pull the large bobcat out and get it into the back of a pickup truck. The animal was taken to the area where it was struck and released back into the wild. The statewide tornado drill scheduled for today has been postponed. Storms are expected today. The National Weather Service may need to issue actual warnings, so the test has been pushed to Friday with the same schedule of 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. However, if the weather is bad again tomorrow, the test will be canceled until next year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like
a
solid. Right on. What's up?
Hey, man, what's your name? What's up? Hey, man, what's your name? What's up? Woo! It's everything. It's
everything. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm hanging in there. It's almost the weekend.
Yeah, you know, man, I was, it was yesterday, and I was, where was that? It was somewhere. And one of my buddies called me, and he said, he said, well, man, are you going to be going to, you know, such and such a place? I said, well, yeah, you know, it's tomorrow. He said, what do you mean tomorrow? I said, tomorrow is Saturday. Man, I think I need a vacation, man. I thought yesterday was Friday. Yesterday evening, I thought it was Friday.
We can only wish.
Yeah, man, he said, man, you probably need a break. Man, it's only Wednesday? I'm thinking it was Friday yesterday evening. But anyway, it's not. We're here. Got a couple more days before the weekend. You know, the OJ's made a tune called Living for the Weekend. And yeah. You know, the other side of it is, man, you know, when I was your age, long time ago, I never will forget, man, I was working, and a guy who was my age now, then, and it's Friday, man, and it's in the summer, and, you know, I'm single, and got a pocket full of money, you know, and it's summer. It's 80 degrees, and I'm getting off at 3 o'clock, and so it must have been about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The guy says, "Why do you keep looking at your watch?" I said, "Man, because I can't wait to get off, man." And that guy who was my age now then said, "Son, don't you ever rush time." Man, what is he talking about, man? Hey, man, what are you talking about? Now when young people ask me, I can't wait to... I'm like, son, don't you ever waste rush time. You know, time is going to take care of itself. So yeah, man, you know, got a lot to talk about this morning, man. Where to begin? You know, Calvin, we've been talking about guns and all of that and shootings. And oh, by the way, we're going to be giving away a set of Brewers tickets to the game on Friday. That's tomorrow. Friday's tomorrow, right?
Okay. That's right.
All right. And so they're playing the Boston Red Sox. Good tickets, good seats. So we'll let you know when we're going to do that. And we'll also give away a pair of those tickets tomorrow. But here's what I want to talk about, because I checked these numbers, man. So a mass shooting, Calvin, is four or more people being shot, right, at one time. That's what they consider a mass shooting. Do you know there's been 163 of those so far this year where four or more people have been shot? 163 shootings so far this year. 12,000 Americans have been killed by guns so far this year, just to try to give you some idea of the magnitude of the problem that is happening in this country, man. And yet we still have people who don't want to talk about it, right? It's not such a big deal. 12,000 people killed, more than the total kill in Vietnam in a one-fifth of the amount of people that was killed in a full-out war in Vietnam over a nine-year period. One-fifth. I mean, that ought to tell you something. And it, you know, Calvin, is not just in urban centers, man. It's in safe places. It's in well-to-do communities. It's everywhere. It is a scourge on the society. And I'm never going to not talk about it. I'm just sorry, right? You know, I'm going to talk about it every day because every day people are getting slaughtered from now on. Until there's finally something that is done about it, and until people are finally outraged enough to do something about it, you know, you got to do something about it. So the United States has faced at least 163 mass shootings, and this is ABC News. So far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been more mass shootings than days in 2023. Mass shootings are defined as an incident in which four or more victims are shot or killed, according to the archive. There have been more than 30 mass shootings in the U.S. in the first 17 days of April alone. Again, according to the Gun Violence Archive. Though mass shootings don't make up the majority of gun violence and incidents in America, their impact on communities and victims is evident. Incidents like the mass shootings in Nashville, Tennessee, Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas continue to send cities into mourning and have sparked repeated calls for gun reform. Now, here, the Gun Violence Archive tracked more than 647 mass shootings in 2022 and 690 in 2021 at this time last year, the country had experienced 146 mass shootings, so it's certainly up. So the question then becomes, what are we going to do about it? You know, should we demand that something be done about it? And if so, is the question, should we as Americans demand that something be done about all these mass shootings, man? You know, and not allow politicians off the hook. Not allow Republicans off the hook. They're the ones who are opposed. You know, the guys asked me on yesterday, why are you always beating up the Republicans? Hey, man. You know, then they should challenge these issues that are impacting and affecting people. They should not be supporting a gun lobby that has no compassion whatsoever about human life. I don't know how it is possible that you can ignore the carnage of human beings, their bodies riddled with bullets, and the families that will never, ever be able to live their lives ever, generations, ever again, based on the fact that some lunatic with a gun destroyed their lives. Children, not to mention the children. that have been, you know, murdered long before they even had a chance to live. When will we ever, as American citizens, demand? Because if we all demanded, and if we all brought the pressure to bear on the gun manufacturers, you know, we see that we're not going to be able to move Republicans off of this unless there are other Republicans who support, you know, and vote Republican, unless those people say enough is enough. Because there are enough Democrats who clearly want to see the change. The reason we can't move off of these things, you know, Republicans won't move. And so it's not a matter of, Earl, you shouldn't be talking about Republicans. Man, then address the real things that impact and affect people, man. You can't, you know, sit there twiddling your thumbs when you hear that 167 mass shootings have already taken place in this nation, and then there'll be one and two and three and four more today, and all you do is twiddle your thumbs, when you and I both know the reason you won't act, the reason you're so cowardly is because of the money you get from these gun manufacturers. Come on, man. Just be truthful. And I just don't know how you can sleep at night. You know, this is just not getting any better. Where will it end? Universities, churches, you know. Listen to some of these areas thus far. Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Michigan State University, Oakland, California, Half Moon Bay, California, Monterey Park, California, Enoch City, Utah, Huntsville, Alabama, and on and on and on. And all people are asking is just some gun control. Why can't we do that? Why is that asking too much, right? We want gun control. We want to be able to control who are going to be having these weapons, knowing who they are. And I think we have a right. I don't want to hear about your Second Amendment and those things, you know, because, again, as I stated before, people are talking about the Second Amendment and don't know what the hell they're talking about. But we're asking, again, for people to do the right thing, right? To do the moral thing. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm trying a different tack. I'm trying not to be, you know, so confrontational, at least for the first 30 seconds of the show. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Join the conversation. We'll be right back.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at maryjanespantry.shop.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 68. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. Overcast skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Good morning to Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WGBW Green Bay, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Of course, right here, in Waukesha, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM, the Shaw. You know, I was talking about the fact that 163, mass shootings so far this year. And here's why. Here's what I'm really talking about, right? We had somebody call in yesterday and say to me, about the state representatives who were kicked out of Tennessee legislature because they had bullhorns and they weren't adhering to, you know, the rules. Well, you know, listen to this. So in the wake of a deadly school shooting last month, Republican lawmakers, these same lawmakers who kicked those two legislators out because they weren't following the rules, Tennessee lawmakers awarded the final passage Tuesday to a proposal that would further protect, listen to this, gun and ammunition dealers, manufacturers, and sellers against lawsuits. So, you explain to me, I'm trying to be, you know, not so demonstrative for at least a couple minutes this morning. But here's what these lawmakers in Tennessee, this is what they're proposing, Republicans. In the wake of a deadly school shooting last month, Republican lawmakers in Tennessee awarded the final passage Tuesday to a proposal that would further protect gun and ammunition dealers, manufacturers, and sellers against lawsuits. Man, what planet are they on? What planet did they come from? Why are you protecting the gun dealers, the gun manufacturers, and the gun sellers in the face of what happened to those children? The Senate's 19-9 vote sends the bill to Republican Governor Bill Lee, despite pushback from Democratic lawmakers saying the GOP counterparts are trying to shield gun companies just weeks after the Nashville school shooting that killed six people, including 3 9-year-olds. The final vote came as Lee's administration was still trying to drum up enough support among lawmakers in his party to pass legislation to keep firearms away from people who could harm themselves or others. The fate of this kind of measure remains uncertain. But you have to ask yourself the question, what is in the minds of the legislators who crafted this bill? The only thing that any of us can garner is that they got paid. What else could be the reason that in the face of those people being slaughtered, your thing is to protect the gun and manufacturing of the gun manufacturers, the ammunition dealers, and the sellers of guns against lawsuits? Why would that even come into your mind? And what citizens in Tennessee, even if you own guns, because I got friends who own, they don't agree with this foolishness. Again, 163 mass shootings thus far this year is the backdrop. And then you turn around and find out that there are people who are doing these things, you know, as we speak, to protect the gun lobbies. That this is wrong. There's nobody who can tell me it isn't wrong. It's at the root of why we can't make things reasonable in this country, because we have people who don't have the courage to take on these people. And what I'm talking about is other Republicans. Why can't you take on what is wrong? This is wrong. I don't care what side of the bed you get up on. This is wrong. You know. And yet you don't want to address it. We've got to go to a break, Tom. I see you. Come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Yeah. Do you like the Serene Earl better than the other guy? But because the other guy is still here. And I guarantee you he'll get the beast will come out of me before the show is over. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police in Gaston County, North Carolina are offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a man who allegedly shot three of his neighbors, including a six-year-old girl, after their basketball rolled into his yard.
I couldn't get inside in time, so he shot my daddy in the back.
The child suffered a graze wound to her cheek and needed stitches. At least two tornadoes touched down in central Oklahoma last night. CBS's Janet Shamlian with details on Cole.
The tornado that plowed through the community with a population of about 600 decimated houses and property and claimed at least two lives.
The Supreme Court's given itself extra time to decide on access to an abortion pill. CBS's Jan Crawford reports.
Just hours before Wednesday's deadline, Justice Samuel Alito announced an extension which keeps the abortion pill mifepristone available nationwide for at least two more days.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Penalties for reckless driving are about to go up in Wisconsin. The state Senate yesterday passed a bipartisan bill to double the fines for reckless driving from a maximum of $200 to $400. The maximum penalty for a second offense would go from $500 to $1,000. Governor Evers has indicated he plans to sign the bill. More libraries in Wisconsin are giving out free state park passes this year. The Department of Natural Resources says 160 libraries are taking part in the program. The Checkout Wisconsin State Parks program will start giving out 6,300 free passes to state parks, forests, and recreational areas starting May 1st. In sports, the Bucks and Heat are tied in their playoff series, one game apiece. Milwaukee won last night 138 to 122. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path?
Son of a
this song is about me. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us. Why else would I play it? You can join us at 844. I'm only kidding, Calvin. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to Tom, you know, I'm talking about, you know, what is just, you know, unconscionable. This is yesterday. Police are searching for a man from Gastonia, North Carolina, who allegedly shot a six-year-old girl, her parents, and other nearby people. You know what they did? A basketball rolled into his yard. What? A basketball rolled into his yard. Robert Lewis Singletary is believed to be responsible for shooting and injuring several people around 7:45 p.m. in the 4700 block of Greer Street near April Drive. And authorities said one of the family members shot was rushed to the Carroll Mount Regional Medical Center and is in critical condition. The other stable, the little girl, six-year-old, was shot. What did they do? A basketball rolled into his backyard. If you don't understand by now that protecting guns, that there are far too many of in the society, at the expense of human life, I just don't know what to say to you or about you. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. That being said, I know words matter. I know messaging matters. And I think we have to say, yes, we need to ban the weapons of war, but we need to be talking about gun safety. Some of the politicians are starting to pick up on this because nobody wants to be controlled. Women do not want to be controlled by the government. People don't want to be controlled by the government in any way. So I think we do ourselves a real disservice on the progressive side of the ledger. And I know it shouldn't be like this, but it is. But that we should be talking about gun safety. When I was young living in Wisconsin and I took a deer hunting class or a gun safety class is what they called it. It puts more responsibility on the individual to be safe with their guns, which most gun owners are in favor of, but yes, we should ban weapons of war, and we should ban machine gun type of weapons. But we should really be focusing on gun safety rather than calling it gun control.
So, Tom, let me say this to you then. So gun safety denotes that the person who owns the gun has misfired it, or somebody who was not supposed to have the gun got their hands on it and did some egregious thing. To me, that's what gun safety denotes. But if you're talking about somebody who takes a gun and clearly knows that what their aim is to shoot and kill and maim people, that's not gun safety, Tom. It's just
no, I
not.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We need to ban.
No, it's not war. Just. And so, Tom, it's ban. Not just the banning of assault weapons because people are being shot with handguns. So it's.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying in terms of us actually getting somewhere because there's a lot of gun owners out there.
I know.
That they don't like the word control. There's a lot of people in this country that don't like the word control. And when we say we should not be controlling a woman's body, government should not be controlling people in a lot of different ways. Me, I'm all for it. I don't have a gun. I don't want a gun. I don't want anything to do with
it. So,
guns.
Tom, let me ask you. So
but
for those
the
people
is, for
on the
people out there,
for those yeah. people on the other side of this debate, Tom, then I'd love to hear their rationale. 167.
I would too. I wish that they would call in. And
well,
give no, that
Tom.
Rationale.
So I'm saying 167 mass shootings already this year, and yet, you know, and 12,000 people already killed. I'm sorry. whether they like it or not, they have to speak out against what is taking place. I've got friends who own weapons, and they're speaking out against what is taking place. You know, I mean, if you're silent when you know these things are going on, and again, based on what I just read about those legislators in Tennessee that are crafting legislation as we speak to protect gun manufacturers and ammunition providers and all of those things, it's something, you know, bigger than Tom, you know, just, you know, how safety.
But my point is, in order to get some of those people that are actually well-thinking, people that are just going out hunting for, you know, for food,
right,
and for, you know, hunting as a sport, if we use the word gun safety, because when I took the gun safety course when I was 11, you know, first thing we learned about was the safety on the gun and how you're supposed to be looking at, you know, the safety is the most important thing when you're handling a gun. So for us to lump those people in with those other, you know, MAGAs, you know, that's, I think, where we need to put pressure on the politicians. And I think if we put pressure on the politicians, because they're all bought off by the gun manufacturers, that if we say gun safety, they can't argue with that point, that we need to have safety, you know, regulation or whatever. I'm just saying the wording does matter. And the thing is, if we want to win the argument or whatever, or have it where people can be reasonable and saying, you know what, yes, I agree with you, I need to be safe with my gun, that those people are also in the NRA. Those people are just regular people that are going out, you know, hunting or you know,
you know what,
deer or whatever have you.
So you know, so then here's the other side of that. Because with gun show loopholes, which includes anybody who owns a gun, they have and can benefit by what they call a gun show loophole, where you can sell that gun then to anybody you want to sell it to.
No, I absolutely agree with you, Earl, on that. I'm saying about
I get
this
you.
Thing forward. Yeah.
And I'm just, Tom, I'm just wondering what's the breaking point, man? Is it gonna be where maybe somebody has slaughtered? Because what was it in Las Vegas 3 or 4 years ago when the guy, how many did he shoot? 50? How many did he kill? That wasn't the breaking point. So 20 kids wasn't the breaking point. What's going to be the breaking point in this country?
I agree with you 100%, Earl. You know that.
I know.
My point is, I'm just trying to make it so we can, I mean, I'd like to hear the people that are conservatives that call up and say, are they against gun safety? Are they against the idea of banning weapons of war? Because I'll tell you what, if you're in Wisconsin and you're a hunter, don't worry. That AR-15 or, you know, whatever weapon it is, you're going to demolish the animal.
So
it's not even worth eating. And you're a piss poor shot.
So Tom.
And you definitely are not a man if you
The silence speaks volumes. And so that's the issue. And even not just conservatives, man. This is across the board with gun owners. The silence speaks volumes. Because we all know there's something that is really wrong and something that we are tired of and something that we know eventually is going to come to our own doorsteps. But again, where we can really make the impact is to kick out politicians like those in Tennessee who are crafting legislation even while people are protest marching about children who got slaughtered, and the best thing you can do at the time of all that hurt and all that pain is to craft legislation to protect the gun lobby. I mean, at least that's something people can do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know I'm with you on this 100%. I'm just saying messaging matters. And every time someone says the word gun control or controlling, they feel like it's controlling them, their whole self. And I think that that's one of the reasons why when we say gun safety, it puts it back on the individual to be safe with their guns.
So listen to this. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Former U.S. Representative Adam Kinzinger, who served Illinois' 11th congressional district and later the 16th from 2011 to early this year, is one of the Republican Party's most significant truth tellers. Kinzinger is now a political commentator. In his blistering farewell address to Congress in December, Kinzinger said, where Republicans once believed that limited government meant lower taxes and more autonomy, today limited government means inciting violence against government officials. On Monday night, Kinzinger spoke in Chicago at a meeting organized by the Joyce Foundation. And what he talked about was that he talked about why Second Amendment people should be at the forefront of the gun control solutions. A former Republican senator who said Second Amendment people should be at the forefront of gun control solutions. You may ask, well, what is he talking about? Why would Second Amendment people, be the ones who should be at the solution end of this? And we'll talk about it a little bit after the break. So got to go to a break. Thank you, Tom. Those of you on the phone, will come right to you after the break. 844-967-2789. Man, it's real nice to have my blood pressure down. And I kind of like this part of it. The wrong caller will set me off again, though. But all right. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
He went up to Saratoga, and your horse naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. When you're where you should be all the time, and when you're not, you're with someone.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8, all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 68. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Listen, when is enough going to be enough? When are the American people going to do what needs to happen? You know, and we can't ever be silent on that. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep on talking about it. Let's go to the phone lines and Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. This is something I can speak on. I don't know if you know this, but I train hunting dogs. I've guided. I've run an outfitter service. I taught shooting. I've shot competitively. I have a truck specially set up for hunting dogs loaded with guns, but not once have I thought about using them on a person. Now, to these idiots that are so scared, they have to arm themselves because the boogeyman is out to get them. Let the guy call in that has defended himself many times from the boogeyman. They don't know a hard target from a soft target. They don't know friendly fire from hostile fire. They don't know how to field strip the weapon. They have no idea of the muzzle velocity or the trigger pull, yet they're self-appointed experts. I think the gentleman before touched on it, or if he did, I didn't quite hear it. I was in and out of my vehicle. You need 2 weeks of training to kill a deer in Wisconsin. To kill a person, you need less than 2 hours, or to the goofball that's wrestling with Mickey Mouse in Florida, you just buy a gun. Yeah, you know, these people have lost all credibility. Remember, their source of news has been sued and is going to be sued countless times for misinformation. Jim Jordan, he's trying to run this false investigation. He's got a subpoena on him, and he won't even answer it. They have no credibility. So how do we move forward? Real simple. Stuff like what you're talking about, Earl, starts right here today listening to you. It's not hard to form a grassroots operation. I'd be glad to be a part of it. But I would welcome CJ and Gary and all those other clowns. Call in now and talk to me. You're talking to a guy that knows more about guns right than they ever will. I'm a lot older than they are. My father was a captain in the Army during World War II. He taught me how to shoot. Let them deal with me. I won't get upset. I won't raise my blood pressure. I just find them fascinating trying to defend the impossible.
Hey, Bill, well said. Thank you very much, my friend. Let's go to Mark from Sussex. Good morning, Mark. How are you? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I appreciate the taking my call. And I must be one of those clowns that Bill's talking about. But how does he defend then, or how do you defend that every year over 600,000 people go deer hunting in the state of Wisconsin? And how many deaths come out of that, Earl? One, maybe an accidental shooting, maybe somebody shot themselves, whatever the case may be. You've got no answer for that, because every night in Chicago, in Milwaukee, in L.A., in all these Democrat-run cities, that's where the gun control is a problem.
Well, so let me say this. So, you know, my what I said was that there are 163 mass shootings have occurred in this nation in this year. Not talking about people deer hunting, but you can't dismiss a mass shooting is four or more people that have been shot. 12,000 murdered already this year. So something's got to happen, Mark. You know, you can hide behind, well, you know, deer hunting. I got that, man. But, you can't hide behind deer hunting. And, okay, that's fine and safe, and there's no issue with all these other slaughters that are taking place. And they're taking place all over the country. It's not just in central cities. And there are people who have guns who shouldn't have them. And yet I talked about the fact that they have laws that need to be addressed that are not being addressed. People are being slaughtered. And yet people don't want to address, what's taking place. Excuse me. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, good morning, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. So to your point with the mass shootings, it is a problem.
It's a major problem, man.
Yeah.
Dave, 12,000 people so far this year.
Well, a lot of that, unfortunately, I will say is this. The majority of gun deaths are actually suicides.
The majority of the 12,000 is not suicide, David. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. I mean, I'm not.
Hey Calvin, can you check and see if Calvin is going to look that up, David? But go ahead.
Yes, he can look it up. So what I was going to say to you though was, Earl, I do agree with you that the AR-15 should not be a weapon that should be able to get your hands on. I don't have a problem with people getting shotguns, handguns, you know, whatever for safety and other stuff. But there's no question that the AR-15 is a weapon that's designed to kill a lot of people, and it's used in a lot of these mass shootings. Now, to Mark's point, the other flip side is, and I agree with your previous caller, that we need to hold more people accountable on a daily basis that we see that goes on as well. So when I say, let's say kids get a hold of the guns in the house and they commit some murders or what have you, those parents also need to be held accountable because it should never be where they get access to the gun to begin with. And we also need to, and you may disagree with me, I think we need to bring back a federal death penalty for those people that do commit these mass shootings. I don't think they should be locked up. I think they should be, I don't think they should get 25 years, 30 years of free meals and a nice cozy bed and what have you. I think they should be, there should be a fast process and actually putting them to
the Hey, David,
go ahead.
Do you agree with the representatives in Tennessee who are passing legislation, attempting to pass legislation as we speak, to protect the gun manufacturers, the ammunition producers, and the people who sell guns? You think they should not ever be allowed to be sued?
Well, the thing is this. You run in a slippery slope where you would run into potentially where there are a lot of guns that I feel that everyday Americans use. And what could happen is if you sue them and you put them out of business, yeah, you got a problem there. That's not what it's supposed to be, you know, what should be done with that.
All right, Dave, you hear the music, man. We got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. Tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Bye. Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, Now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6-
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.